Well, academics have been involved in criminology, you know, forever. They invented it. But the more critical issue now is in the current world where you have ideas that you want to have a voice in public policy and be understood by the general public are very important. And you run up against, in terms of the way in which academics and journalists can play a role in public attitudes, literacy, and ultimately support for or antagonism to new policies, directly relates to what you're talking about in Just Publics, and that is the development of public literacy, public understanding, public attitudes, and not leave that to Fox News and the people who exploit it to either gain attention. It's certainly true in politics that the tough on crime posture is not particularly interested in statistics or outcomes, because it's another tool of promoting political careers, and staking out a place as tough on crime has become a mainstay of political strategies now, and anybody who doesn't take that road gets slammed by their opponents, and so stays away from it. You know, you haven't heard a word about drugs and drug sentencing, drug legalization, a lot of which is going on in the country. You haven't had a word about that in any political campaign in recent years. I haven't, at least. So what was once, up front and considered the most important issue by many, even a dozen years ago, isn't there anymore, because they recognize that there's a lot of politicians, that there's a lot of a change in attitudes about drug reform, about drug laws, drug legalization. Marijuana legalization is now supported by 58% of the adult population. And you have legalization in two states, Colorado and Washington, of marijuana, and other states doing a similar thing now. So you can begin to see a crumbling of the war on drugs, which has been the mighty engine that's driven mass incarceration. What will take its place? Immigration conflicts, and again, the same thing, the politicization of that discussion at the expense of the immigrants who built this country with their hands. 400,000 deportations last year, a whole private industry associated with imprisoning these people and transporting them. Sex offenses, another growth issue of criminalization. Watching porn on the internet can get you entrapped into major prison time. The financial crimes, not the Bernie Madoff things, but the small things that child support, which is failing to mix child support, is often built into the release arrangements, parole of people coming out of prison who piling up unpaid child support, but come out of prison unable to earn any money, certainly to pay back those debts. So that becomes an example of something that's set up to feed the criminal justice and prison system, which is going down from the drop in drug enforcement and drug arrests, which is that even though drugs are doing fine in America, thank you, the methamphetamine trade especially, but there isn't the same appetite for pursuing it that there was. So it becomes less of an issue in creating a prison population, whereas these other things, immigration and financial crimes and sex offenses, take its place.